Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 21 on September 28, 2010. Proof: the Lefko method has been proved effective in 3 studies. We're almost ready to submit an article to a peer-reviewed journal based on a just-completed independent university study of the Lefko method, and it made me realize that I've never blogged about our 2 prior studies. All 3 studies are exciting because very few people in the personal growth area have ever submitted their work to independent researchers at a major institution and then encouraged them to study their products and services. We've now done this 3 times. And each time, the results prove that the Lefko method does make significant changes in people's lives. The first study with incarcerated offenders. The first study was conducted in 1995 with incarcerated offenders, both adults and teens, just before they were released. The purpose of the study was, quote, "We propose to examine the efficacy of the decision-maker process," which I've since renamed the Lefko belief process, "as an intervention to improve self-esteem, enhance an internal locus of control, and to reduce hostility, social alienation, and antisocial behavior in 8 incarcerated criminals." Close quote. What were the results? Here's the conclusion drawn by Dr. Lee Sechrist, professor emeritus at the University of Arizona and the chief researcher. Quote, "The simplest and, we think, fairly compelling conclusion is that the intervention resulted in generally favorable changes in self-concept in the experimental group, the group that eliminated beliefs using the Lefko belief process, and that without intervention, self-concepts would likely have deteriorated during confinement. All in all, this little experiment has to be regarded as a fairly remarkable success. Certainly, it justifies efforts to carry out further testing to determine whether the changes observed can be dependably produced. If they can, the decision-maker process," again, the Lefko belief process, "could have definite promise in helping young male offenders mend their ways." Close quote. His comments, which were cloaked in academic jargon, don't come close to revealing the effects of our first research attempt. Here are just a few statements from subjects at the end of the study. Quote, "Last weekend I went home and was with my buddies. They all carry guns, and I felt like going home to get mine. Normally I would have gone and gotten it. Instead, I just left. I had gone with them deliberately just to see what I would do. In the future, I don't plan to hang out with these guys anymore." Close quote. Here's another. Quote, "I no longer rank on my little brother when I go home. Now I feel like I'm getting healthy. I'm going back to school and getting a high school diploma. I can get somewhere. You gave me a boost to get somewhere. I don't even think about selling drugs anymore." Close quote. Here's a third. Quote, "I'm not straining like I used to. I'm not self-destructive anymore. It doesn't feel like I have to bite the bullet. My life used to be very strange, scary. I was afraid life would be a bore. I needed drugs to keep life from being boring. Always live for the moment. None of this is true anymore." Close quote. And finally, "I had thought about a career in drug and alcohol abuse counseling, but I liked easy money, so I stayed selling drugs and never pursued it. I never thought about the possible consequences of getting drugs, selling drugs." Let me do this paragraph again. This is an edit. And here's the final quote. "I had thought about a career in drug and alcohol abuse counseling, but I liked easy money, so I stayed selling drugs and never pursued it. I never thought about the possible consequences of selling drugs, getting killed, prison, etc. Before, there was no worry, no fear. Now I'm aware of what I have to lose if I go back to negative ways of thinking and acting. I used to solve all my problems with 'fuck it.' Now, money is not the greatest issue. Happiness is." Close quote. The second study with people who feared public speaking. Our first study was conducted with a few subjects and was really only just a pilot. But the results were impressive enough to get Dr. Sechrest to agree to conduct another study in 2006. The purpose of the second study was to determine if the LEFCO method could totally eliminate the fear of public speaking. The results of this study were published in a peer-reviewed journal, Clinical Psychology and Psychotherapy, and stated, quote, "The large positive changes on all outcome measures subsequent to treatment give strong support to the claim of efficacy of the LEFCO method for reducing fear associated with speaking in public. The LEFCO method resulted in substantial decreases or complete eliminations of fear, accompanied by positive changes in confidence and reduced negative sensations felt during speaking in public in the experimental group. Overall, the LEFCO method appears to have potential as an effective, quick, and convenient procedure to eliminate the fear of speaking in public." Close quote. Specifically, the mean level of fear for subjects before they used the LEFCO method at the start of the study was 7, with 1 being no anxiety at all and 10 being extreme fear. After eliminating the relevant beliefs and conditionings, the mean level for fear was 1.5. In a follow-up 6 months later, the fear level was still only 1.9. The third study is finally complete. The latest study, also conducted at the University of Arizona but by different researchers, is finally complete after over a year's worth of testing. We compared a group of people who purchased our Natural Confidence Program, which eliminates 19 of the most common beliefs and 4 of the most common conditionings, with a group of students who used the same program, a group of people who used the Tony Robbins CD program, and with a control group. We then compared the effects we found with those found in several different studies that used the same measures we did to evaluate the impact of cognitive behavioral therapy. The results, which I will not reveal until they've been peer-reviewed by experts in the field, this is standard practice in science, support most of the claims we've been making for the LEFCO method and natural confidence. We observed significant improvements in virtually everything we measured, including improvements of almost 50% in one area. I look forward to sharing specific results as soon as our work has been peer-reviewed and the journal article is published. We want to conduct more studies. At this point, we'd like to initiate a number of other studies. First, I'd like to validate our experience that emotional eating can be totally stopped in a matter of hours, despite the fact that nothing else has ever been able to do that. Second, I want to prove that the LEFCO method can totally cure a number of specific psychological problems, such as social anxiety, compulsive obsessive behavior, and depression. Third, I want to investigate and learn more about the profound results that have been produced during the occurring courses. And finally, I would like independent evidence to prove that each of our programs does what we claim it to do, such as get rid of the fear of rejection, stop worrying about what people think of you, stop the little voice in your head that's often so critical of you, and end procrastination. I have several reasons for wanting to get as many studies as we can get. First, hardly anyone in the personal growth field is willing to submit their work to independent researchers to see if their claims can be validated. The Hoffman process is a notable exception. We not only welcome it, we're actively seeking researchers to work with the LEFCO method. Second, the only way to get licensed psychotherapists to take the LEFCO method seriously and start to use it with their clients is to prove its effectiveness in controlled research studies. We could help additional millions of people if the LEFCO method became an acceptable technique for psychotherapists. And finally, the biggest problem the LEFCO method has in getting people to try its products and services is skepticism. Many people have a hard time believing that beliefs can be permanently eliminated in a matter of minutes, and problems that have existed for years can be permanently eliminated in a matter of a few hours. Studies from independent researchers that prove our claims to be true might help to overcome the skepticism. Please share on our blog any comments you have on our research studies, as I've described them in this podcast. You can go to our blog at MortyLefco.com. If you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the LEFCO belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one limiting belief free. And finally, to purchase a DVD program that I guarantee to help you significantly improve your confidence and also eliminate the major day-to-day problems that most people face, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Have a great day. Look forward to seeing you next week at the same time for podcast number 22. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.